Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Are we on?
Do you say Sheffy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on. Hang on. You can tell. Sarah and Vinny Secret. Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Wednesday, June 28th.
Yep.
2023. Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, Alex, and special guests. What the hell? That's right. V Hale's on with us. V Hale, I feel like I hardly even get to see you. I tried to have like a little girl moment with you over the weekend, like when we were all getting ready and stuff.
Oh, come in
here and play. Well, I'm putting on my makeup. Come play.
We're like, which lashes? Yeah, no, it's those events. Like people are like, oh, I didn't see you. It's like, I feel we barely even see each other.
I know.
Like, and we're all back there in the same place, right? Like,
well, we all have our junk we got to do. And there's just so many people to talk to and tons of people coming through. Mm-hmm. And
it was so fun. Dude, that venue is so badass, by the way.
It's so beautiful. Like, I love it.
Yeah. I was a fan.
Did you like, there was a place where we went and met, where our grand prize winners were Susie and Janessa, right?
What's that?
Janessa?
Yeah.
I think I have that right.
That's right.
So they're Janessa. Wives of each other. And we met them in that side room was incredible.
The green bar.
It was like a secret bar. Yeah.
I love the way I see this trombone and I'm like, oh, look, there's a rusty trombone. And Sarah goes, oh, let's get it. And starts reaching for it. And the guy who runs the place goes, please don't. And she's
I'm like, are you sure? Because I mean, you don't know. This really means, this means stuff to us. This
How about you leave that there? And she's like, all right, okay.
Yeah, he definitely,
he said,
I got the vibe that
he deals with like the major artists though, because he did it in such a, like, not you're an idiot, don't touch our fucking shit. It was very like, no, I think it would be best if we just
leave that there.
Wouldn't that be great?
Sarah says, well, you're tall. Can you reach it?
Like, can you get it for me? I can't reach it.
It
and he's like, no, again, with the, we're not doing that. Well, can you drag a chair over here for me? No. The chairs are bolted down.
Yeah.
So no, little lady. No rusty trombone for you. And I was so disappointed because you know me and how much I love rusty trombones. So
speaking of, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
We're on, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So Sarah has been experiencing something that happens. I had the same problem when I had my wisdom teeth pulled. No matter how I was cleaning them, I was doing all the stuff.
All the things you're
and I ended
to do.
Up getting what they called at the time, and this was many years ago, so it may have changed, but they called it impacted.
Okay.
It should just be infected because that's what it was. There was like the holes where your wisdom teeth were pulled out. You got to keep them clean and you're eating and stuff. And
that's
then I ended up feeling like, oh, I have a weird taste in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh, I'm going to the dentist because they got to fix this.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, it's gross. So you're having something similar to that, some type of infection.
Yesterday, I started to notice that there was like a kind of a smell. I'm like, that seems weird because I have no pain. Everything's, mm-hmm. and the things are, according to my dentist, like progressing, you know.
As
they should.
Okay.
And then there's this one spot where it's just like, maybe it's not even coming from there, but I just feel like I can taste it. And I definitely am like, you know, you can't really smell your own breath except when you can. And I feel like I can. It's bumming me out so hard.
Well, yeah.
Do the gums, is it like inflamed? Does
it's
the gum
not
feel inflamed?
Not
in that
inflamed.
Area? That's weird.
What I think is, because there are some pretty deep, you know, they pulled gum material up and stitched it around my teeth. And so there are, it's not completely attached. And I think something is down there.
So
dwelling.
Bryn was like, let me make out with you and see what that tastes like. And Sarah's like, no, God, no. Oh, no, I would never.
Yeah.
And I was thinking,
I heard that.
You heard that? Yeah.
That's
very strange. Like, normally she wants to make out with everybody. That's right. She's just not down.
Right. No one's safe from Sarah.
Very insulted over
here. What would make you more self-conscious right now? Mouth kissing or a rim job?
I don't want to do either one.
I know.
What do you mean self-conscious?
Well, you're saying that you don't want to kiss because you're afraid the way your mouth
but
tastes
would I
and
rather
smells.
Kiss someone with my infected, disgusting mouth?
Or have them lick your butthole.
Oh, it's okay. It's a rim job on her.
Yeah.
Not her giving it.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to. Listen, I've got, you know, open wounds in my mouth. I can't be giving a rim job right now.
No, you'd get one.
No, thanks. I don't want either one of those things. They're both. Yeah. I know. Hello. Now I'm infected with shit. Okay. Hurrah. That was a solid choice I made there to do a rim job.
So gross.
With my fucking open sores.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, my.
Wow. You really are
painting the picture.
You're something.
You're something. I'm not something. You're something.
Okay, V-Hale.
No fucking question.
Tell us everything. So you, when I left the Rager to drive home, you were just getting warmed up. So you would? Did you go out into the city on Saturday night and rage?
Did you have a great time?
Yes, I had so much fun. So Jansen, who is on our
who's like your
regional
age,
promotions?
Right?
Yeah, she's great.
She's like a lot younger than me. Actually.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know a lot.
Younger, I think,
but she's younger.
She's
like a decade. Seems
because she's pretty game. Like, I like that girl a lot, and I can tell you guys have something going on.
Yeah, so I've met her. I met her years ago. So she's like super fun. So when we found out she was going to be coming there to help out with the event and all that stuff, we were like, oh my god, let's hang after for sure. Blah blah blah. So,
oh, you guys even you had a plan.
Yeah. We had a plan to like hang out. So we just went, I wish I remembered the name. It was this really cool place, really close to the venue. It was like, it said, it was something brewery. I don't know. Brewery, we got this bomb pizza. So we got food in our belly. And I was like, let's
There was a pool table there, right?
No, that was
the
second
the next
place.
One, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. What the what? There's a pool table story? That doesn't sound good.
It sounds fun, actually.
Okay.
Bryn heard some of this. I'm dying. So then I was like, all right, let's go somewhere, like, play pool, dart. She goes, oh, I love to do something well. You know, so you're drinking and, like, having fun. You're not just, like, sitting there. So she looks up, finds this place. We go in. Friendly people there. We're playing pool. It's so much fun. And then she said the next day, there was this older gentleman there. Mm-hmm. He was this gay guy there for Pride. Yeah. He's having so much fun. A lot older. Like, the playlist that was on, the bartender just had a playlist. It was like all older songs, right? And we, like, where everyone knows it. So every time it came on, we're just singing. So how much time goes on? And Jansen goes, well, I knew you were drunk when he comes and sits next to us and starts talking. And you go, you're Irish? He has this, like, massive fucking Irish accent. I thought he was fucking with me. I thought he came over and was, like, just talking, like, in that accent.
And Jansen,
like,
said,
fun.
She goes, have you been Irish the whole time?
Yes, that's what he's talking about. And he's like, what the fuck? But to be fair, like, we never sat one-on-one. Like, he was singing. He was like, well, to be fair, I sing. He goes, I sing in an English accent. I'm like, I fucking hate you. Anyways, it was hysterical.
It was.
What? Why are you confused?
No, that's really funny. Did it sound fake?
No, I think what happened. Yeah, go ahead.
It was just so, there was literally like six of us there. Talking, yelling, drinking, singing. Him and I never like sat one on one. Like, really. So he really came down, sat next to me, and he's like, oh, and it was heavy. And he was also drinking too, right?
Oh, was he hitting on you? Oh, no, you said he was gay.
No, he's gay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no, not at all. But you know, sometimes when you're drunk, like, things
I don't
know, come
up.
Out heavier. I don't
right,
know.
Right, sure.
No, I think what happened was he was singing a lot. You guys are singing, and he sings in an
what
American
were you guys
accent.
Singing?
Well, yeah, so
where,
is everyone.
Yeah, so that's
oh
a funny
God,
thing
like,
I took away from it.
The
you know?
First one that started it was a Grease song came on from
yeah, the one that I love.
The soundtrack.
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah. Who knows? I truly don't remember. I remember Grease.
But everybody knows
so
all the Grease songs,
like,
right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Fun songs like that. And then, I don't know, it was like such a good time. There was a photo booth. We took photos, so we hung out there. Then, after that, we went back to where she was staying, had some food and another drink at her hotel bar. And then I got in an Uber, went home to the hotel, passed out, woke up to my phone being dead.
Oh, yeah.
A mental breakdown.
I've been thinking about this all week.
Yeah, it was really bad. I had like this realization of how, like, we always say, oh, we're so reliant on phones. It was truly, I wake up. The only reason I knew what time it was there was an old school alarm clock in the hotel room.
Okay. What I time was your flight at?
It was at, the, and all I knew was 10 something was what I knew, right? So I didn't know my flight number.
So you're lucky. You're lucky you actually woke up in time.
Yeah, I woke, no, well, I woke up, it was like, I think it ended up being, because I found my watch, my Apple watch I had taken off. It was 3 something. So I just kind of woke up in the middle of the night.
Oh.
It wasn't even morning yet. And I went to grab my phone and it was black. And I'm like, oh man, is this outlet not working? Is my charger not working? I had a portable charger. Anyways, I went to every outlet in the hotel room, ripping things out of the wall.
Oh, no.
I started crying because I just was like, I'm not home. I literally was like, I can't call an Uber to go. Will a taxi in this area even come get me? I can't get to the airport. I can't call someone to take me to the airport. Like, I knew nothing.
Your boarding pass is no doubt on your phone.
My boarding pass, everything. So it was quite the, it sounds so dumb, but in the moment it was a lot. It was a lot to handle. It was a lot to take in. It sucked. So anyways, I was like, oh my God, thank God I know my mom's, it's like the only number I have memorized. And thank fuck, because if I'm in jail, my mom will be the only one that answers a number that says like blocked.
So, so how does calling your mom help you? Was she able to access like your iCloud account so you could call Brynn?
No, but I just called and was like, what do I do? I don't have anything. I think I sent her my flight info. So she told me the exact time it took off.
Oh.
And then thankfully, because again, I'm just not used to this shit. My stepdad was like, call the front desk and give him a have him give you a wake up call. So at least that's going to get you up for your flight. Because I was like, I can't go back to sleep. But it was 4 a.m. I was exhausted. I was like, do I go to the airport now and like sleep
and just
at my
wait
terminal?
At the terminal, like, right, at the gate?
Like, I was about to do that. So yeah, so then I was like, oh, because I don't do wake up calls. I have a phone. I've
yeah,
never had to
nobody
be,
does them.
Have a wake up call. So anyways, it ended up, I was like, okay, here I go. So I tried to stay awake, obviously fell asleep. And then my phone rings. It's all,
the hotel phone
all,
rings.
Hello? And they're all, Miss Hale? I was like, yeah, they're all, you have friends in the lobby. And I'm so out of it. And I go, I have friends in the lobby, because I'm thinking, what do you mean I have friends in the fucking lobby? Well, we had plans to go to breakfast, Jansen and Brynn and I, so they came to get me because I wasn't answering my fucking phone, but I didn't real, like, I just was tired. I wasn't putting it all together.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the bitch gives him, I was like, oh, okay, I'll come down, and I hang up the phone. So I'm hurrying up to get ready to go to breakfast, and I hear a knock at my door, and they're all, yeah, we just
room
said,
service. That's what I said. Said room service.
They let you.
She gave him my room
number.
Yeah. But we were very friendly. They liked
it. Yeah, but for, you know, a lot of murderers are friendly.
Before they
know
how they get close.
Me and Jansen were like, there's no fucking way we're going to be able to go up the elevator without our room. Oh, shit, the elevator opened. Oh, let's see if. Oh, shit, it goes up to the fourth floor. No problem. All right. I wonder if this room is the right room. Oh, V. Hale, there you are. Oh,
yeah.
God, this
no,
is not.
No, it wasn't a fancy hotel. No key card needed to get up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that it was. I'm like 24 hours.
Disturbed by that. Mm-hmm. I'd be so mad if they just let someone come up.
Yeah. No. It's actually. And then not even once they asked. Sat in the chairs and they're all, let's go up. Asked again and she goes, yeah. Again. Blah 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 blah. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like, seriously, it was crazy. Anyways, yeah.
I'm astounded by that. Like, I feel like just on principle alone, you should sue that place.
Yeah.
We hunted her down, though. We were like, you know, I was ready to say, I want
to
do a wellness check on V. Hale, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it was like to not be answering. And that's not like me. Like, I always, even my alarm went off. I always remember to set my alarm, like all my shit, even if I'm dr- like my clothes were laid out for the next day. Like, I don't know. It sounds like if you're listening, it's like, oh, your phone died. But in the moment when everything I absolutely
you're not
need access
home
to
and,
get
right.
home.
Well,
like,
you also had
sad.
40 drinks. I mean, it's fair to say that you were.
Yeah, no, I was absolutely
slightly tipsy.
You were working and you were, you know, but you don't expect your phone to die on you that night.
I think it was like 6:40 in the morning when we were there, too.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they
got there
early.
Because I wanted to have breakfast before she left. Because we didn't get to hang.
It was actually very helpful because I got pancakes the size of my head and my belly. But
so good.
Yeah.
And then Rin looked it up and figured out how to fix your phone, right?
Did you take her to Stacks?
No, I took her to a Millbrae Pancake House, oh, which is my spot, which I really like. Yeah.
They know Millbrae you there. They're like, oh, hey, Bryn.
Yeah. I like their stuff.
We were literally like the first one. Like, we walked in and I was like, oh, wow, no one's in here. And Bryn's all, oh, this place gets packed. And I'm like, yeah, it's like fucking 7 on Sunday. Do sure as shit, 10 minutes later, that place was filled. It was nuts. Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm like, what are you people doing here? Go back to bed. But
well, they all probably had kids.
There is an old restart trick on the iPhone. Apparently, they've updated the restart trick because, of course, Apple fucking did, right?
Right.
So Bryn's like, oh, no, you hit this, hold it down. And he did it almost joking because everyone looked at my phone and was like, your phone's fucked.
And also sure because shit, I just Apple had a fucking shit phone break on me. And it didn't work for me at all. I'm like, yeah, you're supposed to do this button, and this button, hold it. And I'm like, yeah, it's not going to work.
And then boom, the Apple logo.
Yeah, as he was saying, it's not going to work and handed it to me. I saw, you know, when the screen's black and then the white Apple goes.
Yes.
Ooh. And I was like, oh, like we, everyone in the restaurant was probably like, what the fuck? We're all, oh, hey, yo, that's my phone. Oh, yeah. So
he fixed your phone joking around.
Yeah.
Joking around.
Uh-huh. And then your phone lasted you the rest of the day and everything was fine.
Yeah. And I still need to go in. So I was wanting to take it. Listen,
yeah,
I
get that thing replaced.
Apple, but I love Apple. I have laptops. I have an iPad. I have the watch. I mean, I have it all. But it, I will be on an app, like I play this Wordscapes game.
I'll Wordscapes, like, yeah. I love Wordscapes.
Don't you love it?
Yeah,
I love that game.
Fun. John
for
plays
two
that
minutes,
too.
And my phone is like, it's so hot it feels like it's melting. And then one time, it was charged while on there, and I've never seen this alert in all the years I've had an Apple iPhone. It said, we're going to stop charging until your phone reaches a proper temperature. And it like stopped the charging.
Oh,
I
recently saw that on an older phone that I had, like whatever this one. I think this might be a 10.
Oh, the 10S. Mine's the 11S Max.
See,
you're on the 10?
Oh, well, that's my old game. One. My old right. one, yeah. Right. And I'm on like whatever the new one is now, 14 or something. Uh-huh. But this one has just recently started saying, I'm going to stop charging. You're too warm.
Apple happens to make laptops that cannot go on your lap. Like, they get so fucking hot that you can't have them anywhere near your skin. So that's a thing with their stuff. Like, they have, that's a problem.
Like, the fan will come on my laptop and I'm like, I'm not even doing any. Like, I'll be on the work screen and have the laptop over here and it's all shh. And I'm like, what are you hot from? I'm not even using you. Like, it's crazy.
I wonder if there's like a thing where it gets so hot that it's like, well, we're gonna shut down because you know what we don't need to be? Androids exploding.
Well, yeah.
So I wonder.
My Android doesn't even give me that notice, though.
It just explodes?
No, it just works.
Well, they want to surprise you.
It just blows.
They don't want to warn you. Sarah.
No problems with the Android. Yeah. Just letting you guys know.
It ruins all our
memes. It's
perfect.
Green. Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
I don't like green messages. I texted Aho and it came back green. I was like, oh.
He's one of those guys.
One of the guys with the phone at work. Oh, man.
I hate those guys.
What a bummer.
Somebody will, you know, do one of those massive group tests that I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. And it's green, so you can't leave. Because when it's all blue, you can just
leave.
Oh, you
can't leave the conversation.
I like to stand out.
Yeah, you're not standing
well,
out.
Why would you do that?
You're ruining everything.
He's trying to make fetch happen.
What did Stop you put it. On your Insta story? Someone blocked my mirror the other day. Did I tell you that?
I'm sorry, what? Someone blocked
exactly.
I didn't want this to become a thing.
Did exactly what Aho did at the gym. It's actually defending you, dude.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Remember how Aho went up and did go the back
Yeah, yeah, and the girl moved him over?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was standing there and I just kind of laughed it off and he went right in front of me and I was like, all right, dude. But I was laughing kind of out loud because I was thinking of the Aho. It was literally like 3 days after the Aho thing. But the reason I thought it was funny, and it could have been accidental, but it was me and then the guy on the bench next to me. He was actually like a younger kid. But the dude, when he went up, made sure to stand in front of me like as if he was giving the dude the mirror, but was like, wow, it's just a fucking chick behind
Yeah, that's
you.
Messed up.
On
yeah.
She won't care.
And again, it could just have been the position. I could have been like, you know, thinking too much about it because of the conversation, but I was laughing because I was literally like mid form and this guy just comes up and he was hella tall too. And I'm all, oh, what the fuck, dude? But yeah, I thought, man, if I would have walked up to him right now and shoved him or made a scene. Like, that girl was fucking insane.
So you didn't want to play
thank you.
You didn't want to play the role of the girl that moved Alex physically out of the way.
Yeah, no.
No, that was crazy. Absurd. That was crazy. Yeah, but I will say,
like, I've never heard
he almost punched her in the face.
I'm not gonna.
He's that guy.
I'm not gonna do it anymore. I'm just. If there's a mirror, I'm just hiding.
But it is a thing. Like, when you said that, I see it. And that's what the guy did. They pick up, instead of carrying the weight somewhere, they pick it up, row it really quick.
They do rows right there, yeah.
Set it right back down. And that's the exact exercise he did. I've seen it all the time, which is why I thought it was funny. But I thought no one's ever done that to me. And sure as shit, 3 days after Aho told the story, I was like, well, look at this fuck sitting in front of me. Like, shit. Fuck me, right?
You ever have a cat? You ever have a cat that you have use like a spray bottle because you're like, you don't get on the counter and you squirt from wherever you are. You don't have to get up. You just squirt it. That's what you need. You need to bring like a little spray bottle in with you. Just
yeah, hey, it's called mace.
Out of the way, buddy. Yeah, no shit. Well, you can't be macing people in the gym. I mean, you got to draw the line somewhere. Just use water.
That's hysterical.
I like the idea.
You can use that for a lot of people.
All right. Well, listen. So we actually have a couple things to do. So we're gonna wrap this up now. I will say this past weekend, just amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everybody who was at it. I know we've been kind of blathering on about it all week, but really, I keep revisiting it. There's so many things I'm thinking about. Like even the V-Hale losing her phone, or you know, her phone dying on her. That's really been haunting me with the 2-factor authentication. Like all the things that I've had to use my phone for this week. I'm like, oh my God, if I was V-Hale, I couldn't even do this right now because I can't verify anything. So anyways, send email, send stories from that day, send news stories, send questions, send problems to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. And tomorrow we'll get right to, I'll find a good bad advice and we'll take it on first thing tomorrow, okay? With V-Hale coming back.
Okay.
Sound good?
So good.
Everyone okay?
Yeah,
everyone.
Sounds great to me. Yeah.
Everyone.
Great.
The end.
Thank you, Vinny.